With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Georgia's voting system is at the center of a dispute that state lawmakers have yet to resolve. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The Georgia General Assembly ended its annual session on Friday without a plan for new equipment to overhaul the state's voting system by a July deadline. Lawmakers failed to offer a solution after months of debate, and that's raising questions about how Georgians will vote in November. Currently, voters in that battleground state make their choices on Dominion voting machines, which then print ballots with a QR code. President Trump has targeted those machines following his 2020 election loss, but state law still requires counties to use the machines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
For more than a month, the Iran war has been pushing fuel prices higher around the world, including here at home. Former Trump economic advisor Steve Moore says Mideast oil production remains important, even though the U.S. is the world's number one producer of oil and gas.
We're still, unfortunately, dependent on Middle East oil. And by the way, the more we drill, the better it is for our national security and our economic security.
Moore was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A trillion-dollar firm seems to want out of New York City. Correspondent Ken Lormond reports.
Apollo Global Management reportedly plans to establish a secondary headquarters in Florida or Texas, citing New York City's proposed tax hikes under Mayor Zoran Mondani. Critics warn the move signals an ongoing exodus of major firms from high-tax environments toward lower-tax states.
President Trump has again warned Tehran over his Monday deadline to open the crucial Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, the U.S. military continues to search a remote area in Iran for a second day Saturday after a warplane was shot down and a pilot went missing. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a battle over faith in
European
soccer.
The Union of European Football Federations has fined a Serbian team because its fans displayed a giant image of the Orthodox Saint Simeon during a game with the words, quote, "May our faith lead you to victory." The Serbs point out that no fine was given to a German soccer team whose fans recently displayed a giant image of Satan and the words, quote, "Hear us, Lucifer, rise from the abyss and accept our souls." The Serbian squad will appeal the fine. Michael Harrington reporting.
Multiple states are challenging the federal rules that allow the abortion drug mifepristone to be prescribed via telehealth. Requiring in-person prescriptions instead would at least dent the ability out-of-state providers to get pills into pro-life states. Louisiana has such a law in federal court. There, the attorneys general of Florida and Texas have one in Texas, too. Those two states, along with Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri, are making the same case in a Missouri court. This is SRN News. All things considered, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes Operation Epic Fury is progressing well.
Whenever I get updates, and I get updates, whether it's in briefings or hearings or phone calls or meetings with administration officials almost every day, I hear the same consistent message. We are on time or ahead of schedule on every single line of effort. Their missiles, their missile launchers, their drones, their Navy, their manufacturing sites, their command and control facilities. The military campaign is going exceptionally well.
United Airlines is raising checked bag fees as higher fuel costs ripple through the airline industry. Most travelers flying United within the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and Latin America will now pay $45 for their first checked bag and $55 for a second. That's $10 more than before the war. United says it's their first baggage fee increase in 2 years. JetBlue also raised fees this week. More details at SRNNews.com.